Friends at Smile. This is Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher education sector. I'm your host, Nathan Monk, a co-founder at Smile, and bringing you some additional insight as always. It's our long-standing collaborator, Kyle Campbell from the Education Marketer. Now, this week, we are also joined by a special guest all the way from En Francais, it's Martin Jacob, who is the maker of the University of Hertfordshire virtual tour video game. So, Kyle, you featured this in your newsletter a while back. Very different to everything else that's going on. I know you love your video games. What questions have you got for our friend Martin here?
Thanks for coming on. So great to actually meet you face to face. I played your game probably, I think it's about 3 weeks ago now, and I'll be honest, whenever I hear like university and video game, I'm often very skeptical when I go into things because I've had some horror stories in the past. But I played your game and I just had such a fun time. And I think a lot of it is to do with you taking inspiration from like Animal Crossing, and you know, you clearly have put a lot of love and thought into this and how it integrates with a university experience. So I'm just fascinated to hear how this project came about, and how you worked with the university to make it a reality.
Right. So, well, hello, glad to be here with you. So I was first contacted by the university staff. So the head of marketing there was planning on doing something interactive for the university's new needs, you know, with the COVID pandemic, etc. They felt the need to have something interactive and online for people to have a first contact with the university. So they contacted me, and first we kind of went back and forth with how big it should be, how much gameplay there should be compared to, you know, slideshows and such. And so we decided that it would be a virtual tour, so that there would be some kind of 3D or, you know, some virtual space to explore physically, at least. And that this space would be filled with interactive content, such as students you can talk to and facilities you can, not really visit, but you can get info on. And very early, I suggested that we keep the player engaged in the game and entertained by rewarding him frequently with mini games and some kind of overall, you know, a progression marker. So those are, well, first the hoodie that you're making right now, then a series of stars, you know, series of letters that you can collect. So I thought that my thought process on this was, if I'm going to make something that is informative for you know, people and informative through mostly textual displays and photographs, etc., I'm going to have to entertain them every so often, you know, so just to keep them in the flow and so that they don't get bored of always, you know, talking to the same kinds of characters, you know, looking at pictures, because it would kind of make it, I guess, redundant to have this virtual space to walk around in if there's no game per se. And yeah, so we selected a series of, you know, the school's most important, most notable buildings that games could take place in. Also, we made it so that it's an array of, you know, there's a certain variety. So you see the art school, you see the science building, you see the engineering building, like the big, the most important categories of studies you can have, you know, go through there are represented. Plus the student facilities, such as the accommodations and the restaurant. And yeah, then after that, I hired an artist to work with me to do the 3D graphics while I handled the design, programming, and sound. And yeah, three weeks later, this came out.
3 weeks? That's
wow,
amazing.
No way.
Yeah, wow. Well, three long, you know, I have to admit, three intense weeks, but 3 weeks nonetheless.
I mean, that's incredible. And, you know, I compare that to like the average virtual tour platform. I know it's not like for like, but often these efforts can take months of back and forth. And,
yeah,
you know, quite sadly, sometimes the result isn't as good as this. I just love, I mean, as an aside, and Nath, I know you've probably got some questions as well, but one of my favorite aspects of what you've done here is, I mean, sure, you're highlighting facilities and, you know, you're highlighting certain points of interest on campus, but you've really paid so much attention to world building as well. And, you know, little snippets of information are given through interactions with characters, interactions with objects, and it never feels like it's too much. And if you do compare that to like, you know, the closest possible thing, which is like a 360 tour, normally you enter into these systems and you're hit with like a map of campus in a digital space. And it doesn't make any sense because you're not there, you're not interacting. But with this, you've just completely reimagined that experience, digital first, and delivered content, information in a way that's engaging and fun. I just think it's so refreshing. Nath, what's your take? I know you had some questions as well.
I've forgotten all my questions because I was so engrossed in playing this
playing
game.
Playing the game.
Past all the mini games. Sorry. The thing that really strikes me, though, is that I can imagine that for universities, this sort of thing will be so useful for outreach. Oh, thank you to Matt for taking that screen share off, because I would have just been playing that for the entire rest of the episode. Yeah, for outreach, like this would be, we would be massive going out to schools and actually engaging with people earlier in the university kind of life cycle. And that's I know that that's a becoming a bigger thing, is targeting younger people. I mean, it just seems ripe for that sort of stuff. Have you had much other interest, Martin, from other universities after this?
No, not really. Well, I can't say I've been reaching out. Initially, I've been contacted through a mutual, through someone I knew who worked there, so they recommended me. But I haven't made it my business model, I have to say it. But I'm open to doing it again. But I guess it's also maybe what made it so that I wasn't too influenced by how this was done before. I guess I just, for me, it was just another game I made, right? I just used the same conventions I use in regular, I guess, regular game making, you could call it. So, I try to have various projects and different themes for different kinds of audience, for different kinds of business needs, you know, artistic needs, business needs, etc. So I try to keep it open.
Yeah, you can totally tell, and I think like this feels like such a perfect marriage between university and maker, or university and creator, where it feels like they've given you quite a lot of. Would it be fair to say they gave you quite a lot of creative license?
Yes. Yeah, and they were also very creative themselves. I have to say it was great working with them because they were full of ideas on little details to add there and there. And all I had to do was to put these ideas in a rewarding interactive context.
Well, I mean, it shows. It shows that it's really nice to see an example of that type of relationship where the output has flourished as a result of that. I can only hope that we see more and more of that as time goes on. But I mean, what you've done, Martin, is superb, really. And I'm probably going to spend the rest of the day playing it, if I'm honest.
Oh, wow.
Well, first of all, Martin, how can people contact you if they want to have if they want to get their own university video game made?
So on LinkedIn, I'm quite active. Also, I have a website which is martinjacob.fr, which is a French domain name. I don't know. I don't know the English word for this, but it's the appendix for the domain name. So they can reach me through there. Yeah, that's the most convenient ways you could say.
Great.
Perfect. We'll make sure that we drop some links up there. Kyle, what do you think the how would you conclude this? What's the takeaway for our audience here?
Put the audience first. I mean, I think that's the big one for me. I mean, the reason this is good and we're talking about it is because it's fun to play. You think about your standard tour, they're usually around the ethos of getting the information across. That's a lot of the conversations I hear. Like, how do we communicate this to the audience when really should be thinking about how to make an enjoyable experience? And digital first as well. I mean, this is not trying to mimic a real life thing in a digital space. It's completely rethinking what a facilities tour looks like as a mini game. And that's what sets it apart for me.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. Well, thanks as always to all of our wonderful subscribers and followers. If you've enjoyed today's content, then please do consider dropping a like or a subscribe below. And until next week, bye.